When I was a little girl, my parents would drop me and my siblings off in different corners of East LA to sell for them. Up and down Avenida Cesar Chavez, Brooklyn Avenue back then. Con esta vas a dormir bien calientito, garantizado y con descuento, I would holler out at passerbys in order to get them to buy a pair of pillows that my parents manufactured in our illegal basement factory. It was our family business, and okay, I'll admit, I've always been a big flirt and a big volada, so that's always helped me with my sales. I'd sometimes get an extra tip or two for just being cute and funny. We experienced some bad times and money was tight, so after school, my parents would load us up in a van and drop us off so we could work for them. I learned to work hard, and I developed great ambition because of my parents. When I experienced some emotionally difficult times more recently, I decided to once again funnel my energy into doing what I was good at, and that's sales and vending. Only this time, it's with purses. I joined a vending circuit with a variety of experienced friends. Many times, you know, I felt exploited. I didn't feel like, you know, market curators were really looking out for me. Some of them were poorly curated or marketed, low turnout and no sales. This can be very discouraging at times. Sometimes I would have to line up at 4 a.m. so that I could get a good spot next to my buddies. And many times I didn't know anyone and I didn't feel safe. I yearned to have a marketplace near my home with my friends, with my amigas, where my family could come and see me, where all my loyal customers could find me, and I could still spend time with my family. So when I approached a local gym, you know, I also reached out to my dear friend who you're gonna meet in a second, but I recruited 15 local businesswomen, friends of mine, unique vendors, including youth vendors. And in the making, a nonprofit that employs and empowers youth through fashion. This is led by Maribel Valdez, a woman who I admire, who I love, who sometimes I fight with, because sometimes you gotta fight to keep those you love around you, right? I had been volunteering with Maribel, the CEO of In the Making, and the best thing I could do to help In the Making was to include this organization in our beautiful marketplace. But I also have to give credit to In the Making. They were one of our founding partners. In the Making helped us secure the insurance so that we can have our market at an LAUSD parking lot. They also shared their resources, their graphic designer, as they have done with many events, including the City Terrace Art Walk, the Entrepreneurial Fair, and Latina Fest. And I think that this is a great model we should all follow. We have to continue to support each other, inspire each other, and share our resources. One of the reasons why I invite Maribel Tanchula is because she also grew up in City Terrace and she shares the same passion for community that I do. She's very inspired by all of the challenges that she has overcome growing up Chicana in East LA, daughter of immigrants. And Maribel is also a goddess and she's here today to share her entrepreneurial journey. So thank you, Maribel, for joining us. I'm so happy that you're here. And once again, I'm so grateful for you. One of the reasons why I started The Mercado and we've been able to be so successful is because of you. You've been a huge foundation. You've been very supportive, not just with me, but also with an entire community of youth and organizations in the neighborhood. Welcome, Maribel. Goddess Maribel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. Thank you, Diana, for those kind words.
So I know that you're a businesswoman. I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk about your business. But first, I want you to talk about your experience being Chicana and growing up with all these challenges here in East LA and City Terrace.
Well, when I think about it, the challenges that I now look back that I think are where I would really push me to do what I'm doing now, I would say starts with my parents. My parents, like you mentioned, they're immigrants from Mexico. My dad's from Mexico City. My mom's from Zacatecas. And they both met here. And having been brought up with a different mentality as far as parenting goes, my parents were just really hard. My dad was very abusive. My mom wasn't very supportive. And although I love my parents dearly and I don't hold any, what's the word I'm looking for? Like I don't have
grudges.
I don't hold any grudges against them. Now I understand, being a mom myself, that we don't know what we're doing. And how can I have expected them to know when they were just coming from a little town where we're never talked? You never talk about, you know, what you want to do for your kids, how to be positive, how to not put them down. You know, my mom had these little sayings, like, she gave me a complex about my legs. And she used to tell me, Maribel, oya patas de polla. To her, that was like a cute thing. But to
terrible.
Me, I wouldn't wear pants. I would only wear pants because I was like, my legs are chicken legs.
She gave you a complex.
A little bit. I don't have that anymore. But as a child, it was a big deal. So I would say the biggest challenges would be, you know, my parents.
Yeah, as are mine. And even growing up in our community during a really difficult time. Remember, you know, the early 90s? Yep. Also, I know you shared with me you were a teen mom.
I had my daughter at 21. I got pregnant at 20. Okay. So not necessarily a teen mom, but I do think 20s is a very young age to be a parent. My brother was a teen dad. He started having kids at 17. So I was already starting to see, like, this having kids young is probably not the way I want to go. But then, lo and behold, at 20, I'm pregnant myself.
And I bring that up because I really admire you, everything that you've done, everything that you've been through, how you've been challenged, and still raising your beautiful, amazing daughter who's out kicking ass right now, you shared with me. And I'm inspired by how you managed to balance that and still, you know, build this beautiful nonprofit. So where did you start? Where does your inspiration come from? I know you shared with me you work at the Downtown LA Women's Center.
Actually, if my inspiration, like, where does it come from? I think it comes from becoming a parent at a young age.
Right.
Because when I got pregnant, I remember just thinking, like, this is so scary. What am I going to do? I'm bringing a child into this world. And once I had her, I felt like the compelling to just want to do something. I didn't know what. I didn't really understand nonprofits even back then. I just knew that I wanted to do something to make an impact, to try to make my community a better place for my daughter, which I think a lot of us experience when we become parents. So, yeah.
So how did you move forward after you had Jada?
Once I had Jada, I had to, of course, get a job and start working. And I eventually started growing this desire to want to do something different. So I worked in retail, then I ended up moving into real estate. I became a loan officer for a while. And although I liked that, it was also just, it wasn't necessarily for me. There's a yuckiness to the loan industry that just doesn't sit well with me. And back in 2008, when the market was turning, I ended up getting out of real estate and started volunteering at the Downtown Women's Center. And through there is how I ended up learning more about nonprofits. When I saw an opportunity to actually work there, I applied and I started working at their boutique. They have a boutique in downtown LA on Los Angeles. It's made by DWC Boutique. It's beautiful. I recommend everybody go check it out. So that's where my journey to start learning more about nonprofits started, just really getting involved. I was looking for a place. I tried volunteering at churches and other different places, and nothing was sitting well with me or creating that, giving me that desire to want to keep coming back. And when I started at the Downtown Women's Center, first of all, when I walked into the boutique, it was gorgeous. And it's what I had always been dreaming about. I always dreamt about having a nonprofit boutique where I could work with youth. Now, this one wasn't necessarily catered to youth. It was more to slightly older ladies in downtown who are homeless, who are experiencing homelessness. They provide an internship and train them, just like I do with our kids, they do with women, specifically homeless women in Skid Row.
So that was your inspiration. And let me tell you, Maribel, when I walked into your boutique the first time, I had that same feeling that you're talking about. It was so beautiful. You did such a good job with the clothes. Everything's beautifully priced for me. It's affordable. And the boutique is full of kids, youth, and me as a school counselor and still a resident of East LA, and knowing how important it is to create spaces where youth can be inspired, can be a mentor, I felt that it was so valuable, and I knew that I had to work with you.
Oh, thank you.
So
it's been a blessing to have you today. It really has. Like, I can't even express how much gratitude I have for having had you come into my life. And I know I'm a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yes, you are.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you sticking around.
But, you know, even then, like, this is good that you mentioned that, because you're used to working with youth. You're not so much used to working with the big group of women, older women. I'm older than you, you know. I'm also, even though you mentored me, I feel like I've been able to also mentor you in terms of my work with the youth. What has it been like for you to now have to work with particularly 13 other women at the boutique? 13 strong women, they're leaders, they're advocates, they're, you know, fregonas, they're inspired. It's been a huge, even with me. What's that been like for you?
I like it. I like when I look at our Instagrams and I see everyone post and repost and tag each other. It builds a lot of a feeling of community, of I belong here. And I think it's great.
What about the challenges?
The challenges?
Talk about the challenges.
With the boutique? I think with the boutique or just my challenges?
Just with the working with other women, because I mean, I think it's important for us to share this because there, you know, it has gone around in the past, you know, that it has been shared that, you know, it's difficult for Chicanas or Latinas to work together. But what we have proven here at the boutique after, you know, only a year, even the Mercado, is that it is possible to work with other women and build something strong, something successful, something inspiring, you know, but it's a challenge. You and I have gotten into it a lot of times.
Well, I think it's also because we have strong personalities. And I think that, you know, as you know, I am a big believer of the book, The Four Agreements, and I'm constantly trying to practice that. And I feel that working with very strong, independent women, it also brings me back to remember, okay, let me not take things personal. Let me not assume things. Although I still do. I'm still practicing it. But
that's beautiful that you can acknowledge that, because we're not perfect, but what I do know about us is that we really love each other and we love what we're doing.
We really do. Yeah.
Don't start crying now, Maribel.
I'm trying not to.
But what have been the biggest challenges? And you've been used to leading. You tell all the kids what to do. And now we're in a group of women that we can't tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm. I think that with us, I think for at least the boutique, what I'm noticing is just that it'd be awesome to continue to grow it, to get to the point to what you mentioned, to have somebody in particular, hopefully one of us or one of the other, basically to have someone who can be there to just be more a focal point for the boutique and then have us all pitch in with our expertise and what we are good at doing. Because I know that there's, like, I could never do what Ana Karen does. She's just amazing at that. So I feel that with all of us having all these different...
Ana Karen is, she does stationery, and she's in charge of all of our inventory, uploads, downloads, and she's, as everyone else is, everyone else.
Of course. And that's what I mean. Everybody brings a little bit of their expertise. I've worked a lot in retail, so when I go in there, I notice little things that maybe some of the other ladies won't notice. And I try to do my part with also, you know, fixing the little details. So I think that the challenges are they've gotten better, and I feel that they're going to continue to get better. The more we communicate, the more income comes in, the more we continue to support each other. I have a lot of hope that we're going to continue to grow.
I think that's important when you said communication.
Yeah, communication is huge. And like I said, I'm still working on it. I get so busy sometimes that it's the little things or the little simple phone call to let somebody know that, hey, I may be a little late. And it's important. Communication is huge.
So what are the projects that you're working on? I want you to list them because you have like 20 of them. I'm exhausted already.
We have our Leaders in the Making, which is an event that is going to be shifting a little bit to every other month, where our interns and volunteers, young adults that we work with, could participate and be a part of either street cleanups, or we're going to start taking them on outings. Hopefully in September, we'll be able to take them to Joshua Tree. That's going to be a really fun situation because one of our interns is now doing Airbnb. So we want to support her by fundraising, taking all our youth to her property out in Joshua Tree, supporting her, and then also giving us the opportunity to just get away from the city, get away from the sound of fireworks.
And so you're creating leaders. What other projects do you have?
Okay, so then we have also the Entrepreneurs. And the Entrepreneurs is where we have some of our interns that are more plant-based sharing and teaching the other interns about eating healthier, being more conscientious of what we put in our body, how it affects us. It affects our mental health. It affects our energy.
Right.
We have the boutique, of course.
That's so valuable. Yeah.
Yes.
The boutique. Tell us about the boutique.
So the boutique is located at 4024 East Cesar Chavez right here in East LA. We hire interns from the ages of 14 to 24. Anyone who qualifies will have an opportunity to work with us for 100 hours, where we don't just do job training. We focus a lot on guidance and mental health. We really try to emphasize on mental health, which is part of the reason why we read four agreements. So that's another thing. We have Mi Mente. Mi Mente is going to be launching soon, where we're going to be working with a couple of people that are currently studying psychology who are going to be taking on a position with us where they're not just going to be training and doing retail. They're going to be utilizing the space where we're working hands-on with them to actually get to know them and support them and, you know, sprinkle little information on mental health that'll help them.
Right.
So that's another program. And then there's more, but, you know,
tell me
now. There's too many to mention. But the thing is that these are like the focal points. Everything else is a little bit more in the future. We're going to be getting a warehouse, hopefully within the next month. And there's a possibility for us to also get our second location on Whittier Boulevard. So hopefully that unfolds for us. So far, so good. But
that all sounds very ambitious, but very beautiful. And what inspires me is your work ethic. You know, it sounds like, you know, you're working a lot. What are your days like, Maribel? You get up at 5 a.m. because I've gotten texts from you like 6 a.m.
I wake up very early, but I give myself that time in the morning to just kind of lay there and try to set the tone for my day. I love listening to inspirational things every morning. And then eventually at about 10 o'clock, my day starts getting started with more like staff. But it's just, you know, it's very busy. Working with young people is entertaining and very challenging at times because I'll have, you know, staff scheduled to come in and then all of a sudden half of them don't show up. So I have to improvise a lot.
And how do you end your day? Your day winds down about 8 o'clock, I think.
Probably about 8, sometimes a little later. Just depends on the day. On the Mercado days, a lot later. But just winding down is almost the same. I just wrap up my day with thinking about what I could improve on, you know, what I did today. What can I improve on? Also, I try to constantly remind myself, was there something that didn't sit well with me? Did I take something personal? Am I assuming things? And try to recheck and reset myself so that I start my next day on a better night or better light. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but just.
Yeah. That's good. You have to do those things because I tell everybody, I'm like Whitney. I believe that children are the future. And you are working with youth from our community. So that's so important. It's so important to me that you thrive because you're taking care of our community. Now, with that, you know, you forgot to mention that you're also at the Goddess Mercado.
Yes, I'm at the Goddess Mercado. I'm at the Queer Mercado. I'm at the Goddess Boutique. And like I said, you can find us here on Cesar Chavez. In the future, sometime probably more in the fall, we'll open up a third market at the same location that the Goddess and the Queer Mercado are. That'll be called El Flea Market. So look out for that as well. But
yeah. I want to ask you particularly, you know, about the Goddess, because yes, the please. Goddess Mercado has been so inspirational. And, you know, you've been able to use the platform to expand your business and to inspire the youth that you're working with, you know, as a participant, as a founding partner. You know, what has inspired you the most from the Mercado? And I know it's more than just a couple of things. Please share with us so that, you know, others can be inspired to come and visit us.
So I really, really enjoy the ambiance and also just the community that you feel there with the Goddess. You described it beautifully earlier with, you know, you were looking for a space where you feel safe. You do get that feeling at the Goddess. You get to know a lot of the other vendors and they're very kind. They support each other. They come shop from me. I shop from them. So I would say that, you know, I encourage more women, Latinas, to come out and check it out, participate. I'm sure that once you come, you won't leave. It's a very friendly, family-oriented place where you feel welcomed.
Where it's full of goddesses. All right, Maribel, you've taken us on a long journey in a very short amount of time. And one of the reasons why, as a team, we decided to start the podcast, because a lot of us are still new entrepreneurs. We're new vendors and we go through a lot of periods of doubt. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about being huevona. You know, I don't want to be there. I don't want to do that. You know, what's it for? And, like, and I speak for myself, because even in growing our mercado, sometimes I think, like, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Do I really belong here? Should I focus more on my family? Should I just, you know, stop? And then I check myself, you know, and I've shared how I do that. But what do you do to get out of those huevona days? And I'm not talking about rest days. I'm talking, well, how do you get out of that mindset of doubt, you know, that what prevents us from growing?
Well, I think what really helps is that I have a really good relationship with my daughter, and I can get vulnerable with her, and she's very supportive where she knows what to tell me. And usually it's the advice that I give her that she gives right back to me. So it's almost like, hey, you got to practice what you preach. So she's been just amazing with those moments when I'm not feeling it or not sure if what I'm doing is the right thing. And then, of course, my partner, Ed, my boyfriend, who's also my you know, the co-founder of In the Making, he's also very supportive. And he does the same thing. You know, they both basically give back to me what I would be telling them. And it helps kind of reset myself. And I always try to remind myself that, you know, I'm doing this because it's bigger than me. Like, there's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why I was born in East LA. And, you know, I'm not a very churchy person, but I definitely believe in God or universe or source, whatever you want to call it. And I feel like that's my biggest guidance. It, you know, there's moments where I'm not sure and I like to kind of just go inward and just follow what guides me. And usually things start unfolding and it just makes sense again.
That's so beautiful that you say that, you know, not just about Ed, but mostly about Jada, because all of us women, all of us goddesses at the Mercado, what I've observed, we are all sisters, we're all daughters, we're all caregivers, we're teachers, we're nurturers. And you know, I tell everybody, our kids, we feel like they don't listen, but they're watching us. And I totally see that in Jada. You inspired her and she holds you accountable. Now you're being inspired by her. And, you know, if you, any of you, come to the Mercado and you come to the In the Making Boutique, you will see Jada being the boss, being the leader, and all of that she learned from you. And I know that you're not just impacting Jada and Ed and myself and the whole team of the Goddess Mercado, but you are impacting all the youth that you're working with. And I'm calling out to all of you to come out and support the Goddess Mercado. If you want to come and meet Maribel and support her efforts and her journey and learn more about her and even bring your gently used clothing, we're going to be starting a gently used clothing campaign at our mercados where you can bring your old used clothes and donate and know that they are helping us mentor youth and inspire youth and employ youth. So come to the Goddess Mercado the second Saturday of every month, or the Queer Mercado on the third Saturday of every month, or find the more fabulous finds at the Goddess Mercado Boutique in El Sereno. Find us all on Instagram. Maribel, tell us, how can we find you?
So you can find us at our website, inthemaking.org, or our Instagram, inthemakingla_boutique. Or inthemaking_of_inthemaking. That one's because our account got hacked. But really, okay, just go to our website. Our website is probably the best way to follow everything else.
And before we leave, I want to thank you again and declare my love for you, because I love you so much for supporting me from day one.